上次讲过，我在一个星期后我会讲《生命记》。
Last time I mentioned that a few more weeks later I will be talking about Deuteronomy.
所以七月二十五号有一个圣经问答，您去看。
So on July 25th there will be a Bible quiz.
所以你还有三个星期去读《生命记》。
So you have three more weeks to read the book of Deuteronomy.
如果因为我有很丰富的奖品。
Because I have very abundant prizes.
第一名这本中英文圣经今天的是 Letter.
The first prize is a Chinese English Bible.
第二名也是中英圣经，但是比较小本不是 Letter.
And the second one is not a leather Chinese English Bible.
那么第三名呢？将会得到一套真言，一步步学真言，上跟下。
And the third is going to be step by step learning proverbs first and second volumes.
所以，如果你答的最多的，得到第一名。
So if you answer the most number of questions, then you will be first.
第二名跟第三名。
Second, third.
你要不要这些奖品？
You want these prizes?
希望不是小孩子嘛，他会直接拿。
Hopefully, it wouldn't be the kids who receive it.
很有可能，因为他们会读。
Perhaps because they read a lot.
那么到底新地有没有动物
？But are there animals on New Earth?
认为有动物的请举手。
If you think there are animals, please raise your hand.
就是天堂到底有没有动物
？Is there animals on New Earth?
认为没有动物的举手。
If you think there are no animals there, please raise your hand.
没有动物的。有些人。
Okay, some people think.
不知道的。
If you don't know, raise your hand.
差不多。
It's about even.
好，我们请神秘姐妹们来读以赛亚书第六十五章。
We ask Sister Shen to come up and read Isaiah chapter 65.
我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再被追想。你们当因我所造的永远欢喜快乐，因我造耶路撒冷为人所喜，造其中的居民为人所乐。我必因耶路撒冷欢喜，因我的百姓快乐，其中必不再听见哭泣的声音和哀号的声音。其中必没有数日夭亡的婴孩，也没有寿数不满的老者，因为百岁死的仍算孩童，有百岁死的罪人算被咒诅。他们要建造房屋自己居住，栽种葡萄园吃其中的果子，他们建造的别人不得住，他们栽种的别人不得吃，因为我民的日子必像树木的日子，我选民亲手劳碌得来的必长久享用，他们必不徒然劳碌，所生产的也不遭灾害，因为都是蒙耶和华赐福的后裔，他们的子孙也是如此。他们尚未求告，我就应允，正说话的时候我就垂听。豺狼必与羊羔同食，狮子必吃草与牛一样，尘土必做蛇的食物，在我圣山的遍处，这一切都不伤人不害物。这是耶和华说的。
刚才陈姐妹读那段经文是讲到新天新地的事情。
Verses that were just read relate to the new heaven and new earth.
特别是二十五节，我们请注意。
Especially note verse 25.
我有一次我在路上开车的时候
One time while I was driving on the road
我的女儿坐在车后面
My daughter was sitting in the back seat
我的女儿那个时候还小
My daughter was still young
突然间她问了一个问题
Suddenly she asked a question
她说爸爸天堂到底有没有动物
She asked Daddy are there animals in heaven?
这个问题来得非常的突然。
This question popped out of nowhere.
我没有办法回答他的问题。
I was unable to answer her question.
我很少想到这个问题。
I rarely ever thought about this question.
也很少听到牧师在讲到的时候谈到这个课题。
And I've never heard the pastors talking about this topic.
我在我的印象中，只有一次在这个基督教广播电台听到一位牧师谈到这个课题。
And in my impression, there was only one time when I heard on the radio something related to this topic.
到底天堂有没有动物
？Are there animals on the earth?
到底我们将来所要去的星地有没有动物
？Well, there are animals on earth, on the new earth.
一般的人都很想知道
Many people want to know
特别小孩子很想知道
Especially kids
就好像我的女儿小的时候
Just like my daughter when she was young
圣经不少的地方谈到动物
In scripture there are many places that talk about animals
形容动物是地上第二重要的居民
It describes animals as the second most important inhabitants of this world.
神把动物委托给人。
God committed the animals to the people.
当神起初创造这个天地的时候。
When God initially created the world.
神吩咐亚当夏娃来管理这些动物。
God commanded Adam and Eve to watch over the animals.
可见在神的创造里面。
So we see that in God's creation.
除了人是一个很特殊的创造物
Besides man being a very unique creation
动物可说是第二特殊的创造物
You could say that animals were the second special creation
圣经有不少的地方提到了动物
And in scripture many places they talk about animals
神使用动物来完全他的旨意和目的
And God uses animals to accomplish His will.
比如说，在圣经里面，我们看到当以利亚没有东西吃的时候。
And as in scripture, we see that when Elijah didn't have any thing to eat.
神就吩咐这个乌鸦带食物给他吃。
God commanded the ravens to bring food to him.
当神吩咐这个耶拿到尼尼微城去传福音的时候。
And when God commanded Jonah to go to Nineveh.
你这个耶拿不服从神的命令
Jonah refused to obey God
我们神就吩咐一条很大的鱼把这个耶拿吞在肚子里面
And so God commanded a large fish to swallow Jonah
我们主耶稣为了要教导我们做一个功课
And for the sake of teaching us lessons
他使用一只鱼
He used a fish
就是在马太福音十七章二十七节
And that is in Matthew chapter 17 verse 27
你且往海边去钓鱼把真钓上来的鱼拿起来开了他的口必得一块钱可以拿去给他们做你我的税银
Go to the lake and throw out your line Take the first fish you catch Open its mouth and you will find a 4-drachma coin Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours
当这个巴兰要行邪恶的事情的时候
When Balaam decided to do evil
神就差派天使来阻止他
God commanded his angels to oppose him
我们当时巴兰没有看到天使
At that time, Balaam did not see the angel
但是他骑坐那个驴子却看到了天使
Yet the donkey which he was riding saw the angel
当这个驴子看到天使的时候他就走离他当走的路。
And so when the donkey saw the angel, it veered off its path.
所以巴兰就打他。
So Balaam struck him.
每次这个女子看到天使的时候。
And every time when the donkey saw the angel,
他就走离当走的路。
He veered off the way that he should be going. And Balaam will hit him. And that happened three times. And finally, the donkey opened his mouth to speak to Balaam.
耶和华叫驴开口对巴兰说：“我向你行了什么？已经打了我三次了。”
Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you to make you beat me these three times?"
如果有一天你骑马的时候，突然间那个马会讲话。
And if you were riding a horse, and all of a sudden that horse started speaking to you,
看起来动物好像有点感情跟思想。
It almost seems like though the animal has feelings and thoughts. And they can see what man cannot see. And when God commanded Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach, what God cared about was not just the people of the city. He also cared for the animals in there.
你看《耶拿书》4章11节这么说。
If we see Jonah chapter 4 verse 11, it says,
何况这尼尼微大臣其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万人多人。
But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left.
并有许多牲畜活畜人不安心。
And many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city?
耶拿警告城里的人，神的审判将要到了。
Jonah warned the city of the impending judgment from God.
因此，王就命令他的老百姓说。
Then the king issued a proclamation.
他又使人天告尼尼微通城说。 王和大臣有命，人不可藏什么，牲畜牛羊不可吃草，也不可喝水。
Then he issued a proclamation in Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let any man or beast, herd or flock taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink.
人与牲畜都当披上麻布，人要切切求告神。
But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God.
个人回头离开所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴。
Let them give up their evil ways and their violence.
从这两节经文告诉我们，人和动物被命令要禁止披上麻布。
And so from these two verses, we see that both man and beast are to fast and cover with sackcloth.
然后人在耶和华神的面前祷告。
And a man is to pray before God to repent. We see that it's not only man who needs to fast and be covered in sackcloth. And even the beast has to fast and be covered in sackcloth. And in scripture, it talks about even the animals know how to praise God.
野兽和一切的牲畜、昆虫和飞鸟、世上的君王和万民首领和世上一切的审判官、少年人和处女、老年人和孩童都当赞美耶和华。
Wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. And besides this, even the Ten Commandments speak of animals. Six days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the aliens within your gates. Even animals are to rest. We know that we need to rest, and the Bible talks about even the animals need to rest.
那可见动物在神的眼中是很重要。
So we see that animals are important in God's sight.
当然在神的眼中人是最重要的创造物。
Of course, in God's sight, man is the most important creation.
除了人之外，神也看重动物。
Besides man, God also values animals.
神创造天地之后，他创造人。
And after God created heaven and earth, He created man.
同时他创造这个动物成为人的助手。
And He also made animals as helpers to men.
但是亚当却找不到一个很好的助手。
Yet Adam was unable to find a suitable helper.
因为动物不是人最好的助手。
Because animals are not the best helper for man.
所以神就创造了夏娃来成为亚当的助手。
So God created Eve as Adam's helper.
神还没吩咐亚当和夏娃来管理这些动物。
And before God commanded Adam and Eve to take care of the animals.
那么神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人。 使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground."
因为神看重动物。
Because God values animals.
所以吩咐人来管理他所创造的动物。
So He commanded man to take care of the animals that He has created.
当神用洪水来审判这个世界的时候,
when God judged the world with a flood,
那神不止拯救挪亚一家人,
God not only saved Noah and his family,
圣经告诉我们他也拯救动物,
the Bible tells us that He also saved the animals.
因此他就吩咐挪亚, 把这些动物带上方舟。
So He commanded Noah to bring these animals into the ark.
凡有血气的每样两个的一公一母，你要带进方舟，好在你那里保全生命。
You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. Two of every kind of birds, of every kind of animals, and every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive.
飞鸟各从其类，牲畜各从其类，地上的昆虫各从其类，每样两个要到你那里，好保全生命。
That they are to come to you to be kept alive.
那么从这点我们看到，神不止看重他所创造的人。
So we see that from this, God not only values the people that He has created,
他也看重他所创造的动物。
He also values the animals that He has created.
于是他吩咐挪亚把这些动物带上方舟。
So He commanded Noah to bring these animals onto the ark.
神不止拯救人跟动物。
God not only saves men and animals.
那么圣经也告诉我们，他跟他们立了一个约。
Bible also tells us that He established a covenant with them.
我以你们和你们的后裔立约。
I now establish my covenant with you and your descendants.
并以你们这里的一切活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽，凡从缸中里出来的活物立约。
Your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that come out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth.
我们看到神跟人立约，并且跟动物也立约。
So we see that God established a covenant with man and also with the animals.
就是从今以后，他不会再用洪水来毁灭这个世界。
Now from that point on, He would not destroy the world through a flood.
我们在彼得后书谈到神的审判。
In 2 Peter, it talks about God's judgment.
就是彼得后书三章那边讲到神过去的审判和将来的审判。
And in 2 Peter chapter 3, it talks about God's judgment in the past and His judgment in the future.
那么过去的审判就是神曾经用洪水来审判过这个世界。
The judgment in the past is that God used the flood to judge the world.
将来的审判就是神会用火来审判这个世界。
And the judgment in the future is that God will use fire to judge the world.
我们知道过去神用洪水来审判这个世界的时候，他拯救动物。
We know that in the past when he used the flood to destroy the world, he saved the animals.
那么照理的，当神将来用火来审判这个世界的时候，他也会拯救动物。
By a similar reasoning that in the future he will save the animals.
在罗马书那边第八章讲到神的救恩。
And Romans chapter 8, it talks about God's salvation.
那边讲到神的救恩不只限于人。
And it says there that God's salvation was not limited only to men.
也包括他所创造的创造物。
But all his creation.
当然这些创造物是包括动物在里面。
Now of course all his creation would include animals.
所以将来神要用火来审判这个世界的时候。
So in the future when God will judge the world through fire.
动物也得到拯救。
That the animals would be saved.
如果动物得到拯救的话，那么在将来的经历必会有动物。
If animals are saved in the future, then there will be animals.
而动物在神的眼中看为是重要的。
And in God's sight, animals are important.
在无论在亚当时代、挪亚时代、在耶稣基督的时代，都有提到动物。
No matter if it's during the time of Adam, Noah, or Jesus, they all mentioned about animals.
我们神创造亚当、夏娃之后，然后他创造动物成为他们的助手。
God created Adam and Eve and animals so that they could be helpers.
当挪亚进入方舟的时候
，When Noah entered the ark，
神吩咐挪亚把这些动物带进方舟里面。
God commanded Noah to bring these animals into the ark。
当耶稣基督在伯利恒诞生的时候
，When Jesus was born in Bethlehem，
我们看到动物在他的身边。
We see that he was surrounded by animals。
所以动物在神的眼中是看为是重要的。
And so in God's sight, animals are important。
所以在将来的新天新地，你想是否有没有动物
？So, do you think that there will be animals in the new heaven and new earth?
摩杜加福音第三章第六节这么说。
In Luke chapter 3 verse 6 it says,
凡有血气的都要见神的救恩。
And it says, and all mankind will see God's salvation.
血气在希腊文是 sarx, S-A-R-X。
And mankind in Hebrew is sark.
Greek.
In Greek, sorry.
那么 sark 是指那些有血气的东西。
Sark refers to anything with flesh.
包括人跟动物。
Include man and animals.
换句话说，人跟动物要看到神的救恩。
So in another word, man and animals will see God's salvation.
在启示录二十一章告诉我们。
In Revelation 21, it's
做宝座的说看了、我将一切都更新了。
He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new.
请注意这两个字一切。
Note everything.
一切就是包括神所创造的东西。
The word everything includes everything that God has made.
人动物在里面。
Mankind and animals as well.
所以猫狗牛羊等等动物都被更新。
So all kinds of beasts would be made new.
所以不只是人，所有的创造物、动物在内，因为耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩得到拯救。
So not only mankind, but also all kinds of animals will be saved because of what Jesus did on the cross.
主耶稣没有为动物而死。
Jesus did not die for the animals.
当然，没有好像他为人而死。
Of course, it's not the same as he died for man.
因为人是照着神的形象而造的。
Because man was created in the image of God.
人犯罪，但是动物没有犯罪。
Man have sinned, yet animals have not.
所以动物不需要耶稣基督在十字架上来拯救他们。
So animals do not need salvation of Jesus Christ on the cross.
而从另外的角度来看。
But from a different perspective.
耶稣基督间接的为动物而死。
Jesus Christ indirectly died for the animals.
因为人犯了罪，动物受到咒诅。
Because of man's sin, the animals are cursed.
但是耶稣基督的死，使到人得到拯救。
But through Jesus' death, men are saved.
我们同时，动物也得到拯救。
And at the same time, the animals are saved.
所以罗马书第八章讲得很清楚。
So Romans chapter 8 speaks of it very clearly.
难道受造之物切望等候神的众子的显出来？
The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed.
因为受造之物附在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因他叫他如此的。
For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it.
那么从这两节经文，我们看到所有受造的之物，包括人跟动物在之内，正等待着神的救恩。
So we see that all creation waits in eager expectation for salvation.
所以当得救的基督徒从死里复活的时候，
So when the saved Christians are raised from the dead,
所有被造之物，包括人、动物在内，都会脱离这个败坏的辖制。
All creation, including animals, will be freed from the corruption.
罗马书第8章41节这么说。
Romans 8:21 says,
当受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
That the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God.
启示录讲到新天新地的事情。
Revelation talks about new heaven and new earth.
刚才我们看以赛亚书第65章。 也谈到今天真地的事情。And
Isaiah chapter 65 talks about new heaven and new earth.
特别是以赛亚书11章、65章跟66章都是谈到今天新地的事情。And
Isaiah chapter 11 and 65 and 66 all talk about new heaven and new earth.
所以先知以赛亚在很久以前就预言这个新地新地的今天新地的事情。
So the prophet Isaiah prophesied about new heaven and new earth.
特别我们刚才在以赛亚书第65章25节，我们可以翻到那边去看。And
especially Isaiah chapter 65 verse 25, we can turn to that.
以赛亚书65章25节，豹狼必以羊羔同食，狮子必吃草与牛一样，尘土必作蛇的食物，在我圣山的天处，这一切都不伤人，不害物，这是耶和华说的。
The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox, but dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountains, says the Lord. This is something that happens in the new heaven and new earth. Speaks of these animals that will no longer harm men.
那么我们可以跟老虎跟狮子在一起。
That we're able to be with lions and tigers.
我想你敢跟这些动物在一起吗？
Do you dare be with these animals?
当到新天新地的时候，这些动物就不会伤害人。
When the new heaven and new earth, these animals will no longer harm men.
因为在新地，罪已经被除去。
Because the new earth, there will be no more sin.
那么从这些经文里面，我们看到明显的在新地是有动物。
And from these verses, we clearly see that there will be animals in New Earth.
那些喜欢动物的人，应该不会失望。
The animal lovers will not be disappointed.
所以孩子会有时候问你一个问题。
So the children may ask you a question.
到底天堂有没有狗？
Will there be dogs in heaven?
那么你就可以回答他们说。
Then you can answer them.
但是我不知道有没有狗，有动物。
I don't know if there's dogs, but there will be animals.
我们圣经不少的地方谈到这个动物。
In scripture, there are many places that speaks of animals.
我们形容这个动物是在这个地上第二重要的居民。
And recognize animals as the second most important inhabitants here on earth.
我们在神的眼中，动物占了一个很特殊的地位。
And in God's eyes, animals take up a very special part.
从神的创造，
from God's creation.
我们看到神把动物放在人的身边,
we see that God put animals next to men.
让人来管理这些动物,
and let men be stewards of these animals.
当神用洪水来审判这个世界的时候,
when God used the flood to judge the world,
那么神吩咐挪亚把这些动物带上方舟,
God commanded Noah to take these animals onto the ark.
然后可见动物在神的眼中是重要的,
so we see that animals are important in God's sight.
所以以后别人问你的时候，特别是小孩子问你, 到底天堂有没有动物的时候,
so in the future, especially kids, when they ask, is there animals in heaven?
所以我想你可以回答他们说天堂是有动物的,
I think you can answer them, there are animals in heaven. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word today.
也求主你帮助我们能够经常遵守你的话语。
We ask that you will help us to obey your word.
求主坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
也求主让我们明白天堂的真理。
Please help us to understand the truth about heaven.
我们将弟兄姐妹朋友们完全交在你的手中, 求主你带领。
We commit brothers and sisters and friends into your hands. Please lead us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.